SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved his six-member war cabinet.
This move had looked on the cards ever since the centrist former chief of the general staff's Benny Gantz quit the war cabinet last week, along with cabinet observer Gadi Eisenkot. Both condemned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's failure to commit to a post-war plan for Gaza. Their departure fueled efforts by the National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, to gain a place in the forum. Knowing this would intensify strains with international allies, Mr. Netanyahu has axed the war cabinet. It's thought he'll now make crucial decisions about the war in small ad hoc meetings.
That's reporter Mike Thompson with the BBC. Meanwhile, correspondent Joe Fetterman reports Israel's army says it will temporarily halt daytime fighting along an aid route in southern Gaza.
The Israeli military has announced what it's calling a tactical pause on fighting in the southern Gaza Strip in order to allow more humanitarian aid to enter the territory. This is not a full-fledged ceasefire. It is a halt in fighting in a very small part of Gaza near the Kerem Shalom border crossing. It's the main gateway for humanitarian aid to enter the territory.
Also at SRNnews.com, high temperatures and strong winds are making it hard on crews trying to tame wildfires in California. The Post fire, located north of Los Angeles, was only 2% contained last night. In the northern part of the state, a small blaze prompted evacuation orders near Lake Sonoma. Air conditioners will be getting a workout this week as a heat wave moves eastward across the country. The thermostat could reach 100 degrees from the Midwest to the Northeast in the coming days. Heat advisories were in effect in Arizona and New Mexico over the weekend. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on a massacre of Christians in Africa.
Muslim terrorists murdered scores of believers in several villages in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The killings took place over multiple days, and at least 80 Christians lost their lives. Islamic terrorism has become a terrible plague in sub-Saharan Africa over the past 15 years, with cells operating freely in a number of countries, including the DRC, Nigeria, Somalia, and Mali. Weak governments are largely unable to bring the terrorists to heel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Arkansas has ruled that a lawsuit filed by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions lacks standing. Republican attorneys general from each state sued the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The agency in April had published rules for employers and workers to implement a law. This is SRN News. In Round Rock, Texas, north of the state capitol, two people were killed Saturday night at a city park. It happened during a Juneteenth celebration. Here's Police Chief Alan Banks.
Round Rock was hosting its Juneteenth celebration at Old Settlers Park, located at 1371 Harrells Parkway. At approximately 10:50 p.m., an altercation broke out between two groups. During that altercation, someone produced a gun and began to fire. Multiple victims were hit.
Audio courtesy of WVUE-TV. Well, the biggest movie debut of the year is an animated film. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2 earned a whopping $155 million in ticket sales over the weekend. No other movies this year have opened with over $100 million. More details at srnnews.com.